The Sentai Review, Episode 24, 1994, Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that knows your goddamn words, all right? Now, we are in the Sentai discussions here, so we are on Ninja Sentai Kakuranger.
1994.
And guess what?
Show me the Ranger.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
These were the American Alien Rangers.
Aquatar or something like
that? Yes.
Aqua Rangers from Aquatar.
And, if I'm not mistaken, the American, we only used 10 episodes, and we tried to make it look like the white was the leader. She is the girl, and I believe that she was not actually the leader of the original show. I'm almost positive she was not.
Yeah, because more than likely it was Red.
So, I will describe these Rangers. They look like ninjas.
But, wait, Bill, you forgot something.
But they all have a lightning bolt on their boob.
On the side where your heart is.
And, that's pretty much it.
And the white.
They all have a side. They all have like a side dagger thing. They all have a friggin' katana sword. They all have standard fucking ninja headgear that you would get in a video game, like when they're like in fucking Soul Calibur 3, when you have like ninja headpieces and shit.
Their headbands. The symbols are different.
The headbands, yes, on their helmets remind you of Naruto's headbands.
But they're ninjas. They're cliche, multicolored ninjas.
There was kind of a sixth ranger. Kind of. You'll see.
So that's what these guys look like. That was easy.
Yeah, they're pretty
big. One has four, have an orange belt, and one has a black belt.
Because he's yellow.
He looks like a battery.
Visor looks a little different, too.
Yeah.
He looks like a battery.
The black one looks a little
different.
Looks
like a battery.
Yeah, they look like batteries. They're stand up straight, they look like a battery.
It's Electabuzz.
Moving on. Next. Arms in the air!
They're calling forth their whatever Zords.
Get our Zords!
Next! Okay, some weapons! Some weapons! Let's do this! Oh, yes, and Ninjor.
No. He's not called Ninjor.
I know, but Ninjor came from their show.
Oh my god, dude. He has a giant N on his chest. If I punch him, he dies.
You don't remember Ninjor?
I do, but I just want to know. Is
no.
he like the buddies?
My no, buddy? He won't die.
Let's twist the N to the side, then it'll be a Z.
Oh, yeah. If you were to turn, you turn your head sideways, he might die if you punch it.
Oh. Okay. That's a pretty big weakness.
Go back to the weapons.
So the Red Ranger has a giant Naruto throwing star.
Shuriken?
It's a buffalo star.
No, it's not a shuriken. It's a giant Naruto throwing star. Look at it.
Yep.
The Red Ranger.
Yeah.
The Black Ranger has some weird...
The Black Ranger has one of those... It's supposed to be one of those bow and arrows, like, for your hand.
It's,
you know what
I'm
talking about? One of those auto
wrist,
tiny bows?
It's a wrist crossbow.
Kind of like an arrow.
The white
Sorry, not arrow. Let me rephrase. Smallville's arrow. Remember, his was on his arm.
The White Ranger looks like two daggers.
I'm thinking so.
The Blue Ranger has a sword dagger combination. Ninjor just has a ninja sword.
The yellow ranger.
It's hard to see
the yellow. I can't tell.
Looks like some kind of sword staff thing.
It's hard to tell because he's in the back row.
Actually, I was about to say, it looks like white and blue aren't actually holding like they're literally holding their katana and dagger.
Like, oh, yeah. That's the standard weapon. Katana and dagger that they come with.
Yeah. They're not holding an actual weapon.
They don't have weapons. The only guys that have weapons is Mr. fucking Arrows and Mr. Throwing Star. That's it.
Unless we can find another picture.
Maybe it's just the picture.
Onward!
Next!
Swords.
Nope.
Standard. That's the swords from their back.
Douchey. Next.
Every one of them has a dagger and a sword on their back. Next.
Wow. Next. Wait, hold up.
The Star Trek symbol is on the White Ranger's head.
Yep.
There's multiple colors on the hilt of the sword. Why?
No.
Because ninjas.
I think the Red Ranger.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Red, white, sky blue, yellow, black. Those are the Ranger colors. We didn't do that this time.
I like the.
We also didn't go around the room, but that's beside the point. I'm pretty sure they can figure it out from the last.
Like the Red Ranger's head, man. The circle,
it's kind of supposed to be like the Japanese flag type of thing.
Blue has a square.
But blue's got a square. Yellow,
a triangle.
No idea. Maybe. Black looks like it's a hexagon.
Next. Look,
it's
ninjas. Cliche ninjas.
They look
kind of cool, but ninjas look kind of cool. So.
I do like how the guys are all wearing black, but their scarf thing.
Yes.
Are the colors of their costumes, but the White Ranger's wearing an actual white ninja costume. I think that's really cool.
This might not be a bad series, I'm going to be honest with you. They do look decent enough. It's just that the association that we got from them in America
was different.
Was tragic.
Yeah.
Next. Hey, look, ninjas. Next. Posing ninjas. What the hell is going on with the red?
He's dancing.
They all like to dance.
The red one looked weird in our American version when he posed too, so.
Maybe
look at the yellow. The yellow's doing that fucking walk like an Egyptian thing.
This picture is what caused us black to believe leaders. That white was the leader.
The fucking Black Ranger's about to vogue up in this bitch.
That's right.
I think the blue's in the back doing Jeremy's signature, the swim.
And I think the red is popping ballet.
And blue's just
the white's busting off them spirit fingers, man. Next. What the shit? Shark cycles, motherfuckers.
Except for the black and white.
Oh, they run fast.
They get to swim.
Dude, the Red Ranger...
Swim, bitch!
The Red Ranger's going off a cannon ramp.
The blue's got a sidecar.
They're bikes.
The blue's got a sidecar. That's what the white rides in.
It is.
The sidecar.
No, these fucking bikes are connected.
Oh my.
That's one big giant weird driving cannon.
Wow. The Red Ranger.
What the piss?
The Red Ranger is always at a willy. He's like, he's always on the back tire like, okay guys.
Worst gas mileage ever.
Well, if the White Ranger's in the sidecar, it just seems like the Black Ranger doesn't get a bike.
Next. Ninjas. Next. the shit?
Big ass sword for the Red Ranger.
And a little kid standing behind him.
Yeah, there is some weird little kid standing back there.
Watch out. Don't cut the kid.
Do you realize
it? Actually, that sword, now that I'm looking at it, that's the sword that our Shogun used. The giant Zord.
It is.
Yeah.
It would catch on fire and he'd fucking cut people.
All right. Does he know that there's a kid behind him?
I imagine they do.
Probably.
Next!
Probably saving him.
Running! Ninjas.
Before the explosion.
They left the kid.
Yep, no, because you could see, like, the start of the sparks. About to be an explosion.
Bill, you were wrong. Running. at 7:48.
They gotta be to work at 8. They're ninjas. What the shit? Are you kidding me with the next picture, Scott?
I didn't expect that.
What the fuck, man?
What are you doing, guys?
I like Ninja in the back. Peace.
Anyway,
professionals up in this mug.
Next.
Yeah. Oh. CG Rangers.
Next. Oh, that's pretty sweet, actually. Yeah, I like that picture. I would put that as a background, I'm going
to
be honest.
That's what I was about to say.
That is like the coolest picture so far.
That makes them look pretty fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
Next. And you've lost
it. Ninja Man is his name. Oh, wait. Ninja Samurai.
Ninja
Man or Samurai Man?
Next. Ninjas.
Ninjas. Yeah.
Next. Ninjas on a cliff.
Yeah.
Next.
No, bitch!
Oh, wait.
An S sword.
That's a little bit different.
Does the Red Ranger just have, like, 16 fucking weapons and the other guys are like, we got swords?
Maybe.
He's like, I'm the leader.
He's like, I got this star and this giant fish sword and this S thing and this fucking back thing and this dagger here and...
Everybody else is like, can we borrow one?
No!
I'm trying to save the world, damn it.
I'm sorry. My weapons are red. You can't touch them.
Yeah. Next.
Next, please.
Next.
I can't take
it.
Next.
No, we were wrong. It wasn't a hexagon. It's a pentagon.
Still anyway, next.
Next.
Please.
Next.
Next. Continue skipping.
Side view of ninjas. Next.
The hilt of their swords have the symbols that are on their headbands.
Red Ranger has to poo.
Next. Blue has to squat.
Holy fuck.
That is awesome.
The ninja
Zords. And you know, I gotta say that Red Zord looks awful familiar. It almost looks like what the dragon transformed into.
Right. We had these in our series, because even after they left, we still had their Zords.
I want to talk about this for just 1 second. The Blue Ranger obviously looks the coolest. My opinion of the Wolf.
I think that White Ranger Zord looks the coolest.
But look at the black one. It looks like he's a running back waiting for the quarterback to give him the ball.
He looks like a robot from one of those really bad Ultraman shows.
Yeah.
I think he looks like a running back.
Well, you would be wrong.
No, the position he's in, he's ready to run with the football.
I think he looks like he's ready to poo.
Or be kicked in the nuts professionally.
Yes.
Oh, no, he still looks at least a little bit better than Yellow. Yellow looks like he took a gorilla, punched a tea out of like a bucket, and slapped it on his head.
I don't give a fuck, man. The wolf one's the coolest.
No.
I agree with Shane.
Oh, I gotta go for that awesome white one, the helmet.
The white
cool.
one is cool.
The white one reminds me of, like, look at the helmet real close. That's fucking Shredder. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Fucking White Ranger all
and
the
blue is about to perform Wolfbang Fists. We win.
Which, if you remember right, became very useless in Dragon Ball.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
I'm all about Shredder.
I'm
all about
it.
Shredder.
I will
Shredder
not...
survived a 6-story drop into the back of a solid fucking steel garbage truck, was crushed to death, still made it to the next island, came out of the trash, and became the super Shredder.
I'm
all about the Shredder.
I will not continue doing this if you keep making fun of Yamcha.
Oh, please. Fuck out of here.
Hey, Yamcha, you want a hug?
Yes.
Well, that like
boom! Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's a Yamcha?
Next.
It sounds...
Hey, look.
Yes.
See, there's the Ninja Zord. There's our Shogun Zord. There's the Falcon, which, by the way, the Falcon did not belong to the White Ranger. It was some sort of living entity. They had no control over it. It would just show up, and then it would go away, and it would show up and go away.
Kind of like Shadow in Final Fantasy VI.
Kind of like Shadow in Final Fantasy VI.
I like Ninjor.
That's why they had to make an excuse for why we lost the Zord. In our show, because all of a sudden the Zord stopped coming around, and they were like, fuck, why does Tommy not have a Zord?
I like Ninjor here, because he's like, guys, fuck your Zords, I'm just gonna grow.
Yes. Next. Hey, look, ninjas.
And we're back to the
Vanker,
are we back to the start?
Zero. Yeah.
Wish I could shoot missiles out of my wings.
Yep, null zero.
So, Coolest ninja.
White.
Electabuzz. I'm going yellow.
Yeah, I'm going Electabuzz. Yellow.
Oh, break this motherfucking tie, Scott.
Say blue.
No, actually, I'm going with red because he's got the most weapons.
He's kind of.
But we're grading on costume.
Yeah.
Costume.
Costume only.
Go with yellow because it's the only one with a black belt.
Go with white.
Yeah, he's
because
the only one
awesome.
High enough in this martial art. He has the black belt. Everybody else.
Go with
yellow.
White because she's actually different. One, she's a woman. Two, she's fucking white. Three, when she's out of her costume, she gets the white ninja gear while everybody else wears the same thing.
Which means she's very visible during the
night. Which means
she's
awesome. If an orange ninja can be rated as cool, white ninjas can be cool, goddammit.
Actually, since I'm used to the American version of this, I will have to go with a white one.
Oh! That's right!
Suck.
Fuck on you!
Dick!
I'm going down with the Electrobuzz Ninja Ranger.
Alright, set.
Rate the Rangers.
Damn it, 3.5.
I'm going 3.5.
3.3.
Why you always got to be different?
I just think they're standard. I don't really see anything special about them. They're ninjas, and they look very much like ninjas.
I'm going to kick you in the dick. 2.9 repeating my ass.
Maybe you should have went with yellow, fucker.
2.9.
What's that put him at?
Hold on, I was still busy arguing with Shane.
I'm sorry, I'm going to 2.9. 3.24.
All right, we need to move on.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.